Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
John Bachelor with David Livingston, Dr. Space. This is the Space Show, Hotel Mars, Episode N. And we're very pleased to be visiting again with our colleague, Professor Harold Connolly of Rowan University, Geology Department. Most importantly, mission sample scientist on OSIRIS-REx's probe to Bennu. John's learning these things carefully. And co-investigator on Hayabusa 2's probe to Ryugu. Professor, what is it we want to learn from asteroids? Where are we going with this sample return? Do we need more? What does the evidence so far point us to? Thank you.
Great questions. Yeah. What we're learning is, what were the materials of which Earth was made from? How was Earth made? And did material from the cosmos, from particularly the solar system, bring water and or prebiotic compounds to Earth from which life itself could have formed from? And again, most importantly, you cannot have life as we know it. You cannot have water on a body until you have that actual physical rock or planet in space. And that's what we're trying to constrain by bringing back pristine sample from now the third asteroid, but two of them carbonaceous. And as we all know, anything that comes through the Earth's atmosphere can be contaminated very quickly. So these samples have been preserved very well in environments that they do not get contaminated with the local Earth environment.
David, you totally.
If you were putting forth another proposal to NASA or Japan, what kind of asteroid, and can you name the asteroid today that you would want to go get some samples from?
That's a great question, in that there's a lot of asteroids in the asteroid belt. There are other kinds of asteroids. Of course, there are two NASA missions flying to asteroids. One is Lucy, and the other one's Psyche. Lucy's doing a flyby of several asteroids, and Lucy's going to the asteroid Psyche. And personally, if I was able to have a sort of a wish list, I'd like to collect some of the farther out asteroids, the more potentially icy-rich asteroids, and bring back a sample frozen of that material, which would be very, very expensive, but be very worthwhile.
The Ceres is the largest asteroid, I believe. I think I have that
correct.
And it gives evidence of being a planet, sometimes to me. I read very casually about this. I haven't got depth. Is that significant that it's in the asteroid belt and that it might have been a failed planet? Are we looking at failed planets when we look at the asteroid belt?
Well, that's a great question. So it depends on the definition you want to use of a planet. But if it had been, say, orbiting between Mars and Earth on its own orbit, we might consider it a very tiny planet. So Ceres is quite a big object, but obviously it's not nearly the mass of Earth. So, of course, when we were kids, we used to get told the asteroid belt was a former planet that broke apart. We now know that that's not correct. So this is the remains of what Earth-like planets form from, and what didn't fall into the solar system or get trapped into orbit or into planets like Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus and Neptune.
I want to make certain I have the question correct, Professor. The Earth is made up of what the asteroid belt consists of. Is that correct? So there's no difference. We're all one from the protoplanetary disk.
We're all rocky bodies from the protoplanetary disk. You got it.
David, you have a question.
I'd like to go back to talking to you about the fact that you said this is a business and you've got budgets and this and that and the other. So we've got this giant rocket that hopefully will become operational soon, Starship and all of this. If the numbers for its launch cost and economics turn out to be even close to correct, how does that type of launch that may be cheaper than what you're using for other missions factor into what you can do, how often you can do it, what kind of payloads you can take, Is it a big factor? Is it negligible and insignificant? Are you looking forward to it?
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward to any space exploration. And I guess you're talking about various commercial space endeavors at this point?
Right. Yeah, like the Starship with SpaceX.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it has the potential to really open up space exploration in a new way. And you know, NASA has partnered with SpaceX, for example, and you know, any of these commercial space companies that come online could offer new insights. There's a lot of startup companies. I believe there's one in Japan as well. And we should not restrict ourselves to single-handedly exploring only through government agencies, is my thing. Eventually, we should open it up as much as possible to the whole world.
And finally, Professor, because this is a great success, what is the most surprising event that happened to you? The thing you never expected?
I guess I never expected that we would push through the surface of asteroid Bennu when we collect a sample and go as deep as we did, about 48 centimeters, and come out and have sample literally leaking out of the container. I personally never expected that.
Yes, I understand. That was a surprise to all of you. Kind of like, oh my God, Bennu's not so simple. Bennu's complicated.
When you're looking at the pictures at 4 a.m. that just were downloaded, you think, what is all those little sparkles? Then you realize, oh, it's dust coming out of this collector. Yeah.
Professor Harold Connolly, David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.